You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Solid music right there. There we go. If an auto or motorcycle accident has caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. We just got some stuff about the Dog Pound report for this weekend. You're going to be on the show this week.
I am.
Me, you.
Contributor, and, quote unquote.
You're going to be contributing. Dude,
yes,
it'll be me and you, the boys back together.
For sure. We'll own the set.
I think that's fantastic.
It
we
is.
Will own the set.
We got to make it a staple. Every single week.
Get you on.
I'm not happy with once in a while.
Yeah, you want to be on there.
I have insight.
Let's get you in there. You do have great. You have tremendous insights.
Thank you. I try.
Tremendous insights. 216-578-0850 if you want to get some calls in right now here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've been talking about the draft, talking a little April Fool's Day. One of our guys said April Fool's is what happened to him. He said, I guess he must have been overseas serving our country, so we thank him for that day. What he said, my squad in Afghanistan cut the bottom of my duffel bag, spilling everything out. That was their April Fool's prank last year. That's brutal.
Does he get a new duffel bag?
I hope he got a new duffel
bag. Yeah, no, right? He wouldn't have to carry everything stacked in his arms, right?
You would certainly need one. Here are some of the golf courses that came in. Chuck DeRemmer said Sandridge and Canton Brookside are the best two courses around. Those are the ones that he liked. We had some other golf courses as well. Mr. Robinson says, local public course I like is Seven Hills in Hartville. My grandfather built it. Pretty cool. And
nice.
Private is Congress Lakes, which is a Donald Ross design. Scott Parcel says, head to Stark County, Sable Creek in Hartville, and Pleasant View in Louisville. Nice tracks. That sounds far away.
Yes.
If we're near Louisville. We got the Country Club in Brookline is unmatched. My dad's stepmother remembers the Primrose course is a beast.
You know what's so funny to me is, and again, I'm a Lorain County guy, born and raised, you know, now living in Westlake, which is still the west side. All those courses and all those cities that they're referencing where those courses are at, to me, are like in another world.
Sounds like I didn't even
because
know
when I was
those
when I was
were.
Living in Lorain, like when I was born and raised in Lorain, Elyria, yeah. Going, it's like coming to Westlake, which is a 20-minute drive, 25 max,
Seemed
was like driving yeah. into another state
yeah.
because there was no reason. There was, you know. As a lower, you know, being raised lower middle class, there was no reason to go there. We don't go to Westlake, Rocky River, or Lakewood. Going to Tower City was a big deal. And now I'm going to drive an hour and a half to play golf? Come on.
That's like a, you'd almost have to like stay
I have
over.
To make a weekend.
It's
exactly. Like a stay like, and play.
Yeah.
Give me a stay and play package and I'm all yours. But otherwise, I'm not driving, making it a 9-hour day to play golf.
Yes.
I love it, but not that much.
Louisville. I know it's Louisville. Louisville, as I like to say. One guy
no,
me.
It's Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville, outside Canton. So it's, I don't know what he's saying. Maybe it's just outside of Canton, not all the
right.
way down in.
Canton's an hour.
In the true Louisville, Kentucky, which is what I was thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, so while I was out there, I saw the Miz's new movie. Got to go to the screening with him, Marine 4, Moving Target.
Sweet. And John Cena was in the initial one, correct?
John Cena was in the initial one. This is the Miz has gone back to back now. He was Marine 3 and Marine 4.
So he's the star. He's the John Cena of the movie.
Yes, he is the star. And
okay.
He's been the star in each of the last two. This one was, I would if you're an action fan, you know, it's very good.
Like Michael Bay produced?
So it's digitally. This was WWE Studios produced it.
Okay.
Directed by William Kaufman. Michael Luisi produced it. It will be released digitally April 10th, released on direct-to-DVD and Blu-ray on April 21st, 2015. Lots of action.
Good.
Like action
like
gore.
Expendables type of
so
action?
So it's got, yeah, some Expendables. It's got, if you've seen, there's some like stuff that reminds me of The Running Man, Condemned. Did you ever see that movie?
I did not. Are there any other cameos by anyone else?
There's Summer Rae, who is also a diva, that's in it. There's some people in it that you would recognize who
okay.
have been like in other movies.
Sure.
But it's just, it's violent,
okay.
much more violent than Marine 3.
All right.
Which is good. Action packed. There's some great kills.
Okay.
And it was good.
Rated
really,
R?
Yes. It's
okay.
got to be rated R. If it's not rated R,
it should be.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Nice.
It might even be like not rated. You know
that's
what I
cool.
mean? But, yeah, it was great. It was cool to go see it with him, and then he did a Q&A afterwards.
Was it at his house?
No. This was at WrestleMania, so they rented out a theater at
oh, sweet.
WrestleMania
right
weekend
outside.
And had, like,
okay.
a big screening.
And where'd you stay in the area?
The Fairmount in San Jose.
The Fairmount in San Jose. Right downtown, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Nice hotel. We
yeah.
could walk, like, all around. There's restaurants and shops and
yeah.
bars all around
I think
there.
My wife and my kids went to Easter brunch somewhere downtown. It might have been the Fairmount. It was nice.
It was a solid brunch.
Yes.
I actually ate the brunch on Sunday.
Yeah.
WrestleMania Sunday. It was a very, very solid brunch.
Nice.
Yes.
But overall, great trip.
Overall, a great trip.
And now you're down. Do you? And this is because I have a trip at the end of June, prior to 4th of July. The wife and I and the kids and our great friends from San Diego, non-football player friends, we're going to Cancun for 4 days, which will be sweet.
It's going to be awesome.
All-inclusive, which will be my first. So I'm doing a cruise for the first time in my life and an all-inclusive for the first time in my life. So cruise did me right. I'm going back. February, I think 19th to the 25th. They extended the cruise one day,
but we're
also too going out of a different port. So the Tampa Bay fog will not be an issue this time. But looking to raise another boatload of money to help get rid of cancer. But it's going to be a great trip. But yes, we're going to Cancun. Do you go on it? Do you take like another hiatus before the nitty gritty of the football season starts?
Yeah, I'll get another vacation in at some point for sure. Yeah, got to
Florida.
I don't know where I'll go, but or where we'll go, but yeah, somewhere we've got to get another vacation in, and then obviously something probably in the summer before like really kicks into gear. I still got a little bit left in the tank there for my vacation.
But training camp is a joy here.
Training camp's awesome.
There's nothing better than having an on-location training camp.
I agree.
My first 2 years in San Diego, we had them up.
Don't want them to move
in Carson, California.
Yeah,
you know the Home Depot Center. I think it's been renamed now. But what was cool actually at the Home Depot Center, the X Games would always happen while we were there.
Okay,
which was sweet to kind of hear the bikes and the buggies kind of in the background while you're sweating your you know what off.
Yes.
On the football field. But that was cool. But then when we got back to Charger Park, you know, there right there in the nitty gritty of San Diego, there was nothing better than just walking in and showering at the shower that you're accustomed to, and then getting in your car when you have time off, 4 hours, whatever it is, and going home and laying in your bed.
I don't want it to move. I love that the camp's here. I think it's great. I think it's great for the fans. It's great for the local community. I think it's great for the players. I think it's a fantastic thing.
I do too. It was really good. And especially now this year, I think it's going to be a very good thing because now it's third year under Jimmy, second year under Ray, second year under Coach Patton, new logos, new unis. You know, and it's another great draft, new free agents. So it's a brand new spectacle for the diehard Browns fan to come partake in everything Cleveland Browns.
It certainly is. The uniform reveal April 14th, not too far away, folks. It's going to happen very, very soon. Yes, less than 2 weeks away from the uniform reveal for the Browns' new uniforms. The Golden Boys will be up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. I'll be back with my man, Matt Wilhelm, tomorrow as well. Going ahead and continuing this week, talking Browns, talking draft. Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Browns have gone down to Kentucky and met with Bud Dupree, pass rusher, edge rusher. Again, they will address that position. I expect them to address it early as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great thing.
Thanks to Nate Orchard for joining us. Best of luck to him, the sack master from the University of Utah, the Utes. I'm not talking about the youths. The Utes. All right. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.